Welcome to the Idea Talks, where we discuss big ideas. The Idea Talks is a bi-weekly podcast with Josh Theis and other leaders on big ideas for life, leadership, and ministry. And I am your co-host, Drew Polinencia, and we are glad you're here. For more information on this podcast, visit ideaday.net.
I will often take Tuesday afternoon and I will cheat. What I like to do is I'll go to a movie by myself.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock. I have to pick up my kids in 2 hours, 2.5 hours. I'm going over to the movie theater, sitting there with a bucket of popcorn, and I'm going to watch Spider-Man.
Whatever you want.
And you know how much guilt I feel about that?
None.
Absolutely zero. The big idea for today's episode is there's a lot that can happen in a pastor's week. And instead of letting your week happen to you, plan out that week.
In ministry, difficult conversations are inevitable. You need a plan to help you tackle those challenging interactions. Idea Network is partnering with Jonathan Hoover at the Good Talks podcast to bring you a free webinar where you'll learn about the gas pedal and brake of difficult conversations, as well as a four-step plan that will keep you on track even when things get tense. Don't miss this webinar with pastors Jonathan Hoover from New Spring Church and Josh Theis with Idea Network. Sign up for the free webinar today at goodtalkseminar.com. So today's episode, we're actually going to fulfill a request that came in for a topic.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes we'll take requests on Facebook or whatever, and somebody requested.
Yeah, and one of the things they brought up was like, what does your typical day or week workflow look like?
Yeah.
So in other words, like from sunup to sundown, 7 days a week, like what is it, right? So we're for you, this is like a typical work week for you. So like middle of school, like things are humming, right?
Yep.
Like it's maybe in the fall.
Yeah.
Because like, there's different seasons of the year when you take time off or like when you're on a campaign or you're spending more or less time with your family. But for you, like middle of the school year, Sunday morning, you wake up, press the alarm all the way to Saturday night.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right.
So for me, let's begin Sunday morning. And this is a typical my week, right? This is me and my state of life and my situation right now. And this may not be what you do. For example, Drew, I've got some friends listening to this. They're Bivo guys, and their work week is, I mean, they're working 40 hours a week. And then 40 hours a week on top of that, they're pastoring a church, preparing sermons. They're killing it, man. These guys are the heroes.
Yeah.
My work week is going to seem a little bit different than theirs. But let's go ahead and walk through kind of what mine is and kind of trying to express the work-life balance that I've got trying to go on right now. So for me, Sunday morning, it begins really early, like most pastors, and I like to get up before dawn and go pray and then go over my sermon. I like to practice my sermon once or twice before our first service. So I'll get to a coffee shop and grab a cup of coffee and no donuts.
Oh, okay.
No.
You don't want the sugar crash in the middle of your third sermon.
I don't mind the sugar. I'll take the sugar. I'll take the caffeine. I don't want to be weighed down by any food. So a lot of preachers cannot eat before they preach, and I cannot eat any.
So that's interesting. Do you fast all morning?
Yeah, I have nothing except after? I have nothing except for coffee. Before I can have a latte, you know, like a little bit of milk, but no, that's it. So then I stay there, and I'm blessed because Jason, for the last, you know, whatever it is, 13 years, has been running program. So I can arrive to the service maybe 10 minutes before. So I'll arrive here about 8:20, maybe about 8:15. Sometimes I'll change when I get here because I don't wear a suit and tie when I preach. And sometimes I'll have, a nice button down. I don't want to be wearing a button down from it's all nice and ironed and pressed. And then from 5 o'clock in the morning to 8:30, it's a mess by the time I get up. Yeah. So sometimes I'll come here and change. And then I'll go out and I'll start greeting people for the first 5-10 minutes before service starts. And then 8:30 service, I preach. 10 o'clock service, I preach. 11:30 service, I preach. And then I'll stick around here till about 1:30 or so. And then at 2 o'clock, we have a Korean church that meets here. So I'm about leaving when they're showing up. That may change whenever we start in Easter, our new campus, our new multi-site. I may have a different bit of a schedule. I may preach twice here and then the third service here when we kick it off. We've been talking about the idea of kicking off that service here with video and being live over there for the first 5 or 6 weeks. And and then coming back here and then back and forth. We'll see. So that's my Sunday. Then Sunday afternoon, we're probably eating lunch around 2 o'clock or so. We used to go out to lunch a lot, but that got expensive. And then also I'm tired.
Sure.
So we go home.
Sunday afternoon nap?
Yeah, sometimes I'll take a Sunday afternoon nap. Right. I used to never, back whenever I would teach every Sunday night. Mm-hmm. So I used to teach a Bible study, a church service every Sunday night. You were part of that for years. And now we've given that over. And Pastor Chris is in charge of the adult Bible studies. We have multiple adult Bible studies that meet. Mm-hmm. And then our teenage youth take over the auditorium. It's called The Ascent. Mm-hmm. And we've got a bunch of other stuff going on. So sometimes I'll take a nap that afternoon, which has been nice. And what I do on Sunday nights is I'll come back, and currently I'm teaching the fourth and fifth graders on Sunday nights, mm-hmm. which I really, really enjoy. I'm kind of trying to get them prepped with a Bible study that prepares them for youth group, mm-hmm. and nobody was able to do it. They were going to find some people. I'm like, oh man, I'm not doing anything. I'd like to do it. So it's a lot of fun.
It almost looks like you're having like children's church in there.
Yeah.
I passed by a couple of times. I'm like, what is he doing?
Right. Why is he in there?
Yeah.
I'm loving it, man. Yeah,
so
I'm loving it. So what about you? What's your Sunday? I know that's not what we're talking about, but no, do you take a Sunday afternoon nap?
There are most Sundays, there's hardly ever a time where I don't work late on Saturday nights right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because my schedule fluctuates so much. But
do you ever have to work on Sundays?
Occasionally.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So if I work on Sundays, my deal with them is that I close. So I can always at least make it to like the morning service and that kind of stuff. But plus, you know, the stringent deacon requirements around here, I have to attend the service. So imagine that.
That's right.
But no.
And deacons who show up to church.
In an ideal world, this might sound weird. So like, I believe this could get off topic, but I believe in Sabbath, mm-hmm. not necessarily for us in postmodern Christianity. Like it has to be Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for you, like, Sunday is not a day of rest.
Another day, yeah.
Yeah. So as long as you get that Sabbath, it's a breakaway. So for me, like the most fun Sundays are for me, like I go to church, have a nice meal, you know, with the family, whether it's we go out or what have you, and then put the kids to bed. Christina takes a nap and I actually leave.
Nice.
Because those are the moments where I can go to a Starbucks and like hammer out what the week looks like. Mm-hmm. Like literally get everything out of my brain on a sheet of paper or in my inbox, and I use Things for like a productivity manager. So it has like an inbox feature where I just pour and like get it all out there. Then it organizes after the fact. But like those times are like great. So two hours at a coffee shop by myself. By the time I get back, everybody's already woken up from their nap. We spend some family time together. The kids typically go down around like 7 or so. And then every Sunday night typically is Christine and I's planning night together. So like that's the most beneficial time of the week where we plan the next 7 days, 24 hours.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Together. We don't do that. Yeah. That's, I'll bet that's really good for communication.
So I actually got that idea from Driscoll, where like literally we sit on opposite sides of the table, computers up, iPads, what have you. And like we hammer through it. So like sometimes there's tertiary topics that make a way into this session, like finances or meals or discipline stuff for the kids. But it's just our time to literally plan the week together. So like there's no surprises.
That's
so
we cool,
know
man.
What's happening in this season of life, specifically for Christina. We have 3 kids, 1 on the way. She's due in December. It's really important for me to make sure I plan strategic time for her to get away and be away from the kids. I can't tell you how much value there is to that.
Yeah, I'm
and
sure.
letting her have time away. So, yeah.
Dude, I love it. Okay, so Monday comes around.
When's bedtime for you on Sunday? I'm curious.
On Sunday nights?
Yeah, because like you have Sunday night church, right? It starts around like 6-ish. You probably a fellowship, maybe it's like
get a nap, I'll stay up watch Netflix with Heather or something like that, hang out with the kids, watch a movie. Sometimes Sunday afternoon, if we're not going to get a nap, we like to watch an old Disney movie, something like Old Yeller. And I don't know why.
Come
I think
back,
that's
Yeller.
I think that comes from like Heather's childhood because that's what they used to do.
Yeah.
So we'll do that sometimes. Mondays roll around. And so I drive the kids to school on Mondays and Tuesdays. And they go to school about 45, depending on traffic on Mondays and Tuesdays, it's about 40 to 45 minute drive there and 45 minute drive back. So it's insanity. So what I do instead is I'll get up early. I spend some time in prayer. By the way, great prayer app that I just have that has really helped keep consistent my prayer list. I'll throw it out there for those who don't have a good prayer app or who have been struggling with their prayer time. Prayer Mate. Fantastic.
M-A-T-E?
What's that?
MAT.
Yeah, prayer mate. Really good. Really good.
Paid, free?
Free. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Oh, I'm cheap.
Ads at the bottom?
I haven't noticed it. That's a good question. Right. I'm looking at it now. It must be that they do this as a ministry. What's
they're charging you $6 a month for an in-app purchase that you don't know about.
Yeah, that's probably true. Then I'm like, I'm not noticing it. I'm not noticing it. So yeah, I'll get up and pray, read my Bible, and then jump out and take the kids to school. The first thing I do after dropping them off at school is the very first thing for me is I map out my weekly schedule. So that's where I do that. Mm-hmm. I make sure every appointment is in. I don't need to do this. I know people are like, well, you've got, if everything's in the Google Calendar or iCal, then you don't need to do this. I know, but I transfer everything manually to a to-do app. And the reason I do that is because it solidifies in my mind that I have to do that.
Which one do you use?
Literally to-do.
Just like reminders? Oh, it's called to-do?
It's called to-do.
Okay, cool.
I really like the feature where you can check off a box.
Yeah.
You press the thing and it goes,
yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, I did that today.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. And I have it in my weekly schedule, map out weekly schedule. And so that's the first thing I'm able to check off.
Yeah.
And then after that, I get right into my sermon prep. So I like to do, basically Monday is sermon prep day. Mm-hmm. I like to get a really good start on it. And I work on that all the way till about, I'll sit at a coffee shop on the other side of town because I don't go into the office that day. I spend the entire day after dropping off the kids until I pick them up right on that side of town in a Starbucks or another coffee shop and write out the sermon as much as I can. First draft. Now, if I can get the first draft done by 2 o'clock, I try to, from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, write a blog post. And that's where I'll get my blogging done. And so I'll have a good idea of what I want to talk about. I want to get 400 to 1,000 words on page and post it. And that's where I'll do that. After that, I pick up the kids, take them home, and I end early day about 4 o'clock. By the time they get home, it's about 4 o'clock. And then I go to the gym. So I always, most of my days, I do gym time at after school, after the day. So that's my Monday. So pretty simple. My Tuesday works like this. I get up, take the kids to school as well. I also have, if I'm not taking the kids to school and I have a small group, I have a biweekly small group that meets on Tuesday mornings and a biweekly small group meeting that meets on the opposite weeks on Thursday mornings. So those are men's small groups that I lead at 7:30 in the morning so the men can get off to work. And I love that time because in those small groups, I just go verse by verse through the book of Proverbs. We talk about it. Anytime I'm meeting with men in the church that are new and are single, I always invite them, or new and they're married but their wife doesn't come to church. I'm like, you got to come to my group. And it's a fantastic group. So that's my Tuesday morning. Normally it's at a small group. And then right after that, I jump into my emails, texts, and phone calls. I normally don't touch that on Monday. I jump into that Tuesday morning. And as soon as I get through most of those, I go right into my sermon, Sunday sermon, second draft. How do you do that
for an entire day? Just like bling, 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 and just you leave it alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't touch it between Friday evening and Tuesday morning. I don't touch those.
That's impressive.
Yeah. No, it's not impressive. I get people upset with me, but they learn my, they learn my pattern. But you've texted me and not received back for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And I think most people are like, okay, that's just what he does.
Yeah.
But I won't touch it on Saturday, which is my family day. Sunday, I won't touch it.
So like truly phone away, like
no, I'll have my phone out, like, but I won't be looking at the messages.
Got it.
Now, if I get a message, if sometimes I'll scroll through and see if there's anything emergency. And I am blessed to be in a position where I have several realms of protection before an emergency would get to me. So for example, if there's an emergency, somebody's going to let Fred know. If there's an emergency, somebody's going to, and if it's not them, it's going to be the deacons.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be contacted in some way if there's a true emergency in our situation. And really, I don't think that has to be necessarily an excuse if you want to follow the schedule, if you have a church of 100, because if you have a church of 100 and two deacons, you can put away your phone for a couple of days and let the deacons can contact you.
Yeah.
You could scroll through and be like, do I have anything from Drew? Do I have anything from Michael?
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. So then I'll go through texts, emails, phone calls. I'll spend a couple hours replying to all of that. And then I'll jump into my second draft of the sermon. My goal is to finish the second draft of the sermon by Tuesday afternoon. And then Tuesday evening, I'm at home with the family after I go to the gym.
Mm.
And then I do laundry for those who are interested.
Ooh.
Yeah. Good times. All right, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Okay. So Tuesday afternoon is a bit of an anomaly, and this is something I don't know if I've ever told you. Tuesday afternoon, if I have a deacon meeting on Saturday, which is my day off.
Got it.
Which okay. happens once a month. Or if I have another required event on Saturday.
Sure.
Something that I have to be at. It's wedding, like church. Wedding, something like that.
Connect Grow Serve Share or something.
I will yeah. often take Tuesday afternoon and I will cheat. That is, I'm not going to do anything Tuesday afternoon. What I like to do is I'll go to a movie by myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's it, man. I know Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday morning, I'm going to be taking 2 hours are going to be taken from me. So it's 1 o'clock. I have to pick up my kids in 2 hours, 2.5 hours. I'm going over to the movie theater, sitting there with a bucket of popcorn, and I'm going to watch Spider-Man.
Whatever you want.
And and you know how much guilt I feel about that?
None.
Absolutely zero. None at all.
It's because you don't have a seared conscience. That's why. You're like completely okay with it.
I'm totally okay.
Yeah.
And I do think sometimes we put ourselves in this, yeah. and some of you would be like, I have a good friend who's a pastor friend of mine. He knows that's one of my things. He told me the other day, he's like, I got to get something in my life like you do. You go to the movies and don't think about nothing. He wouldn't mind me telling you. It's Aaron Flanagan.
Yeah.
And Aaron Flanagan's like, I need something like that. He's like, my mind is always running.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, go to the movies. He's like, I can't pay attention to those stupid movies. That's what he says.
I have friends too. They're like, if they go to the movies, I'll just sleep. I'm like, what? What?
My mind is so captivated by the story. I yeah. love stories.
Yeah.
So I'm like in it. Like, I'm sure. not thinking about anybody's, this is terrible. Let me just be, I'm not thinking about anybody's pain.
Sure.
Anybody's sorrow.
Yeah.
My sermon. Yeah. I'm like in.
That's your leisure. I mean, so some people it's golf. Some people it's going right. to the shooting range, like shooting a gun.
And then I walk out and.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, it's back
yeah.
to work.
Yeah.
Wednesday, then, Wednesday I have, I do my final prep for my sermon. That's the third draft. And then I present it to, I have a few meetings in the morning. Sometimes like for today, I had an emergency meeting. Somebody needed emergency counseling and we kind of set that aside for that. Wednesday is my sermon discussion meeting with my creative team. So that's when both those Monday and Tuesday, I don't work in the office. Most of our staff have a full day off and then a half day off and then a half day work from anywhere. Mm-hmm. So most of our team are not here for 2 days a week. But sermon discussion, I do that with my creative team. So I'll have Michael and Chris and Jason in here and I'll walk through my sermon. It's finalized at this point, at least closely as possible. They'll speak into it. I'll change this. I'll change that. And by the time we walk out of that, I'll take that sermon and I'll email it to everybody that needs it.
Sure.
And that sermon meeting takes place for an hour. Then mm-hmm. after that, we have a previous week discussion meeting that's talking about the services themselves. So I sit with Jason and his creative team and I say, this is what was good. This is what needs improvement. Why did the lights turn off in the middle of the service, you know, which has happened. And we kind of walk through all of that. Jason gives me a report on that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That leads into, that's from 12:30 to 1:30. That leads into my 1:30 meeting with Fred. That's what we call a CMR and tactical review. CMR is a cash management report. He gives me, you know, hey, here's where we are financially. This is what's going on. This is what we need. I pray for this or what are we going to do? Then we talk about tactical review. Tactical meeting is a staff meeting that I don't attend. Mm-hmm. It takes place Wednesday morning and that's a weekly staff meeting. Tactical staff meeting, we've talked about this on the podcast right. before. It's basically the weekly staff meeting that talks about the next 10 days where Fred basically says, here's where we're at on all of our numbers. Here's where we're failing in some areas. Here's where we're succeeding and here's what needs to happen. And it's a very short 45 minute to 60 minute tactical meeting. Mm-hmm. And then he basically gives me a review of that, not for an hour, but basically 5 minutes to say, here's all the information that you missed. After that, I will go into a finalization of a sermon, making sure everybody gets it that needs it. And then I go from that meeting into something maybe like this. We do podcasts. I often do podcasts with Heather during this time, or you, and a lot of them have been with Heather. So yep. There's my Wednesday.
So what I'm not hearing so far is like specifics, like do you have like a ritual, like you gotta always go to bed at 10 or you always wake up at 5 or like.
Yeah. So we always get up at 6. My family does because we live away from school. And so I will, my wife gets up just a few minutes before me. She has a better ritual than that. And then I'll get up right at 6. And then that's when we do prayer time. That's where we do a Bible reading. And then we're just basically getting ready for the day. When it comes to going to bed, yeah, we're normally falling asleep right at about 10:15.
Early burns.
Yeah. Well, for us, yes. Because yeah. I need my 8 hours, baby.
Sure.
I get grumpy. If I don't, the truth is, if I don't get 7 to 8, I really don't do well personally. And I have a proclivity toward anger issues if I don't get the proper
sleep. Know thyself, right?
What about you?
No, I mean, it's good. Some people need to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, because they're burning the midnight oil, say I'm sleeping 4 hours, if that, maybe.
I just enjoy it, man.
Yeah.
I like sleep.
Yeah.
People say, I'll sleep when I'm dead. I'm not.
Sure.
I'm going to have a great time in heaven. I'm not sleeping at all, man. That's what I'm living for. Yeah. I'm not living for this rock. Let me enjoy my rest. What about you? What is your... But and there are different types of people who need a different amount of sleep. For example, my father, 5 hours of sleep. He is up and gone.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. He's insane. He's always been that way.
Yeah.
He just doesn't need that much sleep. And look, he's healthy and doing fantastic. What about you?
I probably need about the same. 7-8 hours, I do really well.
Yeah.
So... There was a time on vacation recently, I was up for 22 hours. So we got up at 4 to fish, drove, all that kind of stuff, had a friend in town, stayed up till 2 in the morning eating ice cream. And I was like, this was a long day. Guess what time I woke up the next day?
No.
Noon.
What? Noon?
Because I'm like, I could. And
yep. It is what it is, man.
That's what it is. And that's what my body told me.
Remember when you
were
a teenager and you could do that and like leave, just sleep?
Oh, yeah.
And sleep and sleep and sleep. See, I don't know. There's something inside of me. I can't sleep now once the sun is up. It's like I have a hard time, except for Sunday afternoon when I occasionally can.
I just have blackout curtains, so I don't know when the sun's up. That's all.
Yeah, I need blackout curtains. You do need blackout curtains. That's what I need.
For those of you who don't have sun in their state, you know what blackout curtains are.
Yeah. Yeah. We have the sun. You can have it.
Yeah.
So that's Wednesday for me. Thursday is my staff meeting day. That is, I meet with all our staff.
Individually, groups?
Individually and group. So what happens is on Thursdays is I work out in the morning, then I go in and at 9 o'clock. So every day at our staff, there is what's called the morning huddle. And for the mornings you're here, it starts at 9 o'clock and Pastor Chris, I have Pastor Chris lead our staff in a small 5-10 minute devotional. So by the time it's 9:10, 9:15, everybody's at their desks doing whatever they need to do. Mm-hmm. So I'll arrive at that. And then we go from 9 to 9:15. Then at 9:30 is, we have a weekly Thursday staff meeting. This is not tactical, but this meeting switches. And we've talked about it on this podcast before, but the first Thursday of the month, it's going to be our strategy meeting. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're celebrating the great victories that God has made over the last, and telling anecdotes and stories about salvations and baptism. It's very exciting, wonderful. We also talk about major church shifts, anything that's going to come up that the staff really needs to be aware of and why we're making these decisions and why we're going this direction. For example, the multi-site, that's where we discussed that for several months in strategy meeting and let our staff know kind of what was happening. The next one is program meeting, where we talk about the next 6 to 8 weeks out, where Jason really outlines all the program that's happening. Mm-hmm. The third meeting that takes place on Thursday in the third week rotational would be what we call leadership training. That's where I give a lesson to our staff once a month on things like communication or things like doctrinal issues that we want to discuss, things that I really want to make sure that our team is on the same page on. Mm-hmm. And that's where I do my training and teaching. And then the fourth Thursday of the month is a meeting from 9:30 to 11, that goes about 3 hours sometimes, that we call our lead team meeting. Mm-hmm. And that would be what some churches have like as an elder board or whatever. That's where my wife, myself, Jason and Fred go to coffee and we talk for several hours about major either problems or decisions or direction for our church. And I really enjoy all four of those meetings throughout the month on Thursday. That takes place 9:30, and most of the time those will go to about 11:30. Sometimes the lead team meeting goes longer.
Mm-hmm.
So then I have individual meetings with our staff every other week. I have individual meetings with each member of our staff. So let's say Pastor Chris, for example, every other week we'll meet, we'll talk about goals, visions, goals and dreams that he has for small group ministry.
Sure.
Where is he at on his numbers? He has to report those numbers every week to Pastor Fred, but this is his time every week to be able to, every other week to be able to talk with me about what do you have planned? What's the big plans when it comes to small group? Mm-hmm. Pastor Caleb, what are the big plans when it comes to youth group, children's ministry, Hillside, this kind of thing? Mm-hmm. What about Michael and Jason when it comes to worship and the big plans there? So that's every other week. Blake, when it comes to assimilation and the multi-site, what do we got going on? So every other week I'm meeting with those guys about those specific things, and those go about an hour to an hour and a half. Hmm. And so they have, basically they have twice a month access for about an hour and a half to really get direction and insight, and I can keep them accountable to their goals.
Cool.
Yep. So that kind of ends out my Thursdays. And then there's all the normal stuff that takes place where people are coming in and talking. Sure. And all of that kind of stuff, and staff that has questions or issues or whatever.
So you technically view kind of like Monday and Tuesday is like your family-ish day?
No.
Okay.
Saturday
is. So we're getting
other,
there. Sorry.
Those other days, Mondays and Tuesdays, I consider complete work days.
Cool.
But I'm not dealing with staff.
Yeah.
And I'm not dealing with organizational stuff. That is my time to read and pray. Yeah. And if I'm going to be reading books and that kind of thing, mm-hmm. I'm going to do it there. If I'm going to be writing a blog post, I'm going to do it there. If I'm going to be, all of that work is happening just then. Mm-hmm. So then the rest of Thursday, before I go, is then I'll go back to my emails, phone calls, and that kind of stuff. Cool. I also do quite a bit of that on the treadmill. So now if I'm going to the gym, because I like to be at the gym between an hour to an hour and a half a day, mm. and at the gym, I can stand on the treadmill for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
If I'm walking at 4 miles an hour, and I can get through a ton of emails that way.
Yeah.
And a ton of text messages.
Yeah.
And so Friday then is what we call Fridays with the pastor. This is my personal interaction with the church members. And
Open forum.
Right.
Anybody can schedule it. Call Melanie.
Yeah.
Book some time. Hour, yeah, half hour.
45 minute meetings. This Saturday starts at 7:30, and that's my first appointment there. My last one, I think, starts at 4:00. Mm. And so I sit at a Starbucks.
I buy. Okay.
I buy. In fact, there's a budget for it.
Yeah.
I'll go and I'll fill my app. Mm-hmm. I keep the points.
There you go.
I fill my app.
That's okay. No shame.
That's right.
Get some free coffee. Yeah.
I fill my app with Starbucks money, a designated amount per, and by the way, our audience might be interested in that. For every Starbucks meeting, I designate $7 for every Starbucks meeting, because I know that they're going to order a $5 drink, and I might order a $5 drink, but I don't need a drink for every coffee. For every appointment.
Because right? At 5 o'clock, you're like, whoa!
At 11, like I'm going to be like, I'm going to die. I've got a heart attack. So I'll structure maybe 30 coffees for myself.
Sure.
And then a lot of times it's surprising. Some people very rarely order nothing. And then some people will order sandwiches and everything else.
Yeah.
So we make sure there's enough money in there.
Oh, you paying?
Yeah.
We had lunch.
Yeah, come on. Bring it. Bring everybody. Get all the kids here.
Yeah.
And so I'll sit there all day long. And every 45 minutes, some people aren't familiar with this style. Every 45 minutes, somebody new will show up. So literally what we will do is every Sunday I announce to our church. And we've made it a big part of, I want to make it even more so, a big part of our culture and our church to be able to say to our church, hey, this is a large church, but you have direct access to the pastor anytime you want. Mm-hmm. Now, when I say that, anytime you want, I follow it up by saying any Friday, well, you come to Friday with the pastor. All you have to do is call the church offices and say, Melanie, I want an appointment with the pastor. And people love this. There's a sense that I have direct access to the pastor anytime I want, but it's really, in reality, limited to one day a week. And all of our other pastors, they can contact throughout the other time. And they get that face-to-face time, that 45 minutes. My goal in those meetings is not to solve the problems of the individual, but to get them to a problem solver. This is key at our stage in ministry. I'm not necessarily counseling. I'm not necessarily answering all of their Bible questions. I'm not being their Bible theologian. We have better people in our church to do all of those things, but they're connected with me because they like me as their preacher. My goal is to get them in there. And in that 45 minutes, I'm asking myself, okay, what's the next step in their spiritual life? And then whatever their next step in their spiritual life is, my goal is to get them to the right person so that they can take that step. Mm-hmm. So if they need counseling because their marriage is falling apart, I get them to Heather in the counseling ministry. If they need financial counseling and because their finances are falling apart, get them to Fred and his team. If they have a question about a theological matter, then I'll address it and I'll say, you know what you really need to do? You need to schedule something with Pastor Chris and talk about these things. And so it's really about getting them to the right person. If they have a question about onboarding, becoming a member, I get them to Blake. This is how we function those. And then I say, man, I love to meet with you anytime, but I'm really ending every single meeting with an actionable step. And what happens also then on Mondays is Fred, in the midst of my study, will call me and he'll walk me through my 10 previous meetings from Friday. And he'll say, okay, 3 days ago, let me walk you through. And he'll like, what happened with Bill? And I'll be like, Bill's actionable step is he needs to join a small group. Mm-hmm. And then Fred will take note and make sure that happens. And Jack said he wants to, you know, whatever. And then, so that's how we follow up on that. So I'll go home Friday night, and most Friday nights is when we'll do something with a church family sometimes. Like if somebody ever asks us to do something, we always try to push it to Friday night because the kids is school and stuff. So normally I've filled up with cups of coffee. We'll go out and we'll party with a church family or something. Saturday is my family day, so it's my day off. Occasionally, like I said, we'll have a deacon meeting or something like that, and I've already paid for that with my my movie that week or something. Sitting in a park reading. That happens occasionally too. Mostly it's a movie.
Yeah.
And then Saturday just goes by. We family time it. And then I go in on Sunday. That's my week.
That's it.
Yeah. Busy, but fun.
So things that have changed drastically since you started.
Yep.
And then what are you trying to work on right now to hone continually to get better?
Things that have changed drastically since the early days would be, I was responsible for everything. And then every time you hire somebody, you're basically hiring somebody to take away one big thing that you can't do well or don't like to do at all. Mm-hmm. And as that happens, you're able to become more strategically focused. So as you could see, within my schedule, I have about 2.5 days I'm able to focus on my Sunday morning sermon. That is a lot of time. That is a luxury a lot of guys do not have. Now, in the midst of that 2.5 days, I've got other things that keep creeping in, like administrative duties, like contacting Fred about whatever, like idea network stuff. So you'll notice in my schedule, I don't have dedicated time. That's something that's going to change this year. I'm going to dedicate a certain amount of time for Idea Network stuff. At this point, Idea Network stuff is taking time right in my normal pastoral ministry. I have to take it 2 hours on a Monday to address some issues, to do some planning, to fly somewhere, whatever it might be. I have to take 5-6 hours on a Wednesday like we're doing right now and doing a bunch of episodes for Idea Talks. So I need to structure some time because one of the things that has majorly changed in my life as it's grown is I have a lot of more help for my local ministry here. When it comes to Idea Network stuff, it's starting to consume a lot of my time. And probably I would say up to 20 to 25% of my week is starting to be consumed by this type of stuff, which I love. It's wonderful, but I need to be able to schedule some time for it.
Cool.
Yeah. What was the other question you had?
Like, what are you trying to continually innovate right now? Like, if you change one thing about it, like, what would it be?
I probably would say schedule time for strategically looking at Idea Network, because so many things are happening. I mean, it's far beyond. We have a few idea days and the idea podcast, the idea talks. I mean, at this point with the summits, at this point with, I was about to announce who we're having for the summit next year, and I can't do that yet. But that's a big, big deal. Who's coming out for 2021? When it comes to the Idea Journal, which is available now, the books that you can order. With all of those things, the Idea Nights, it is starting to be a little bit more than it ever was. With the Idea Mentoring that's going to be kicked off next year, it's becoming quite a handful. So, yeah, it's taking a lot of my time.
It's cool.
Yeah, man. So my schedule is fun. I love it. I love what I do.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, pastors are busy people. And those guys out there right now who are driving home from their second job and then going home to study for Sunday sermon, man, you guys are absolutely incredible. Now, what I love about it is there are two kinds of bivocational pastors. There are those who they feel called to it, like this is what God has called them to do. And then there are those who are working toward
means to an end. Yeah.
And if you're in that means to an end situation, let me tell you, keep working toward it. when you get there, your schedule will be free and you're going to have that time to truly put into the sermon that you really want and hire the staff. And we're praying for you and thankful for what God is doing in you and through you.
Well, that's another episode. Thanks for taking time to walk through a 7-day work week with us. Maybe you heard some things we mentioned today and you'd be like, hey, maybe you should try this. We'd love to hear from you. Or maybe you said like, hey, I really got a lot of encouragement and wisdom from this specific thing you, really mentioned and got a lot of value out of it. So mention that as well, on Facebook or email us or whatever. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. And you could really help us if you put a review or rate and review our podcast right there on iTunes. So rate and review us and let us know, and then share this podcast with a friend. We look forward to the very next episode.
Thanks so much for listening to today's Idea Talks. If you want to stay connected, reach out to us via Twitter at Josh Teis and at Drew Polinesia. That's at JOSHTEIS and at DREWPOLANYCIA. If you benefited from this podcast, we ask that you take a moment to show your support by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you right here again at the Idea Talks podcast.